Hey guys.
Okay. All right.
What's up?
We can start it a little bit with more energy. Fuck. Look at our setups. People don't know what's going on.
Hey guys. We're miserable. No.
No, we're not, but we have a story to tell you, clearly, because this setup is so abnormal and not what you were used to. And obviously the audio listeners don't notice jack shit.
I know.
But we're not at our studio right now.
We are not at our studio right now. It is, it's amazing.
It's kind of relaxing. We're dead ass just chilling right now, recording this from the
That reminds me.
Comfort of our homes.
I'm gonna hit my foot rest because I can.
Oh, yes,
you
can.
It's not really a foot rest. It's just like a mini chair that I got for my makeup table, but my ass doesn't fit in it. I don't know if that's a flex. Subtle flex.
No, I think that's definitely
a
flex.
My ass is just way too fat and juicy for it, so I use it as a foot rest when I edit.
That's not the worst problem to
have. I know. I got my foot rest.
But, God. Okay, so here we are. I think we need to explain what happened. So, right now, I will explain this later, but I'm in Boston. Sarah's in LA. I am at my house that I, you know, lived in growing up. But this week, before
Wait,
I went
really
to Boston,
quick.
We filmed
Sorry,
the podcast.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I do mean to cut you off. I just want to acknowledge the random sneaker in the background. Just relaxing.
Oh, my God. Okay. So people can't see that in the camera. I'm, like, trying to move so people can see it. But, yeah, I'm in my old room right now, and my brother Aiden moved into this room when I moved out. And this whole setup is just obnoxious. People are going to freak out because I grew up doing YouTube Aww. In this room, and now it doesn't look like my room. So, yeah, he's got a shoe on top of, like, a shoe. Is that a shoebox? It's a shoebox drilled into the wall.
Why?
I don't know why. Like, what is this design choice here? He's got the gamer lights going on. I'm filming at a whole gamer set right now. And we've got the Patriots poster. I've got a Patriots sweatshirt on. I'm trying to let y'all know where the fuck I am, clearly.
Exactly. She's in Boston. And
I'm in Boston.
I love that Aiden just didn't take the time to go on Amazon and buy a little shelf or just go to Home Goods. He saw the only thing in his sight, which was a shoebox for that specific shoe, I'm sure, and was just like, eh.
It's a SpongeBob shoe.
No, it's not.
It's a SpongeBob. Like, dude, look, I will literally go
grab it. I can't see that. It's a SpongeBob shoe?
Yes.
Where do I purchase?
I don't know if you want to purchase. Dude, look at this. Like,
that's
why?
The coolest.
Out of all the shoes.
That's the coolest shoe I've ever seen. It's a pineapple.
He just has it on display in his room on a shoebox drilled into the wall. Like, what's
going
on?
Is it actually SpongeBob or is it just pineapple?
No, it's the SpongeBob house. It's like a SpongeBob themed shoe.
What? Is that limited edition?
Yeah, like,
can I cop?
I was going to say, I don't think it's special edition. I think you can get it if you would really like
to
have that.
I get Aiden now. Like, I get why he just needed to display that right in front of his camera because he's streaming, right? He's a streamer.
No, he doesn't. He just games. He has all the setup and everything, but it doesn't actually go live. And I'm like, Aiden, you probably
Aiden.
Should. Like, at this
point.
Oh, my
God.
Like, come
on.
The
aesthetics in the background. It's so good.
You've got the shoe. What else do you need?
I'm just in my office. There's a salt lamp behind me. I set this up for you guys so you can feel relaxed while we go on this journey together of figuring out this entirely new setup. And I got a little bamboo tree, you know, just perched up in the corner there. It's fake. I Uh-oh. Wish it was real. And then I had a bunch of plants on my windowsill, but they all died because.
Oh, yeah, I can't take care of plants either.
I neglect, so. And I forget, and I just feel bad, and I'm just not ready for that responsibility yet, I think.
I could take care of, like, a puppy easier than a plant,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, because at least puppies go up to you, and they're like, hey, I'm hungry. Plants just sit there, and I don't even notice them, but I feel so bad. But so they're gone. And if you guys see a random sun glare on my face, that's because the sun is hitting me at the worst angle right now, and I can't control that. So
get used to it.
It's all right. Can't do anything about it.
So you're in Boston.
Yeah, but we need to explain why we're doing this still. Like, we need to explain what the fuck. Like, I'll talk about being in Boston, but so we filmed episode this Monday.
Right.
You're
right,
like,
right,
oh,
right,
yeah,
right,
that's sorry. Right. I'm like, we get a preface.
I'm like, what? It's just because you're in Boston. Yeah. Like, it makes sense.
I'm like, no. Sarah, remember the whole reason why we had to do this?
I do.
So we filmed on Monday, and you should start that story because the day started off great.
It was fantastic for me. So I finally couldn't take it anymore in terms of the time that we were recording because I was constantly late, like 10, 15 minutes late, and it was driving me crazy. It was driving Caitlin crazy. I don't know about anyone else at the podcast studio, but I'm assuming that it did, and it just was not cute. And I'm realizing more and more that I actually have a job where I have to go now, that people need me at a specific time, and I need to just fucking do that. And I'm realizing, too, that past 2:30 for times, I can't do it, and that's so sad. But, you know, I'm just learning more about myself. So
before 2:30?
Yeah, like 2:30. No, like 2:45 is like cap. 3 is like cap. But anything after 3, I'm like, yeah, I can get there and make it happen. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I meant. You said that you can't do anything. Or maybe, I don't know. I thought you said it backwards.
Who knows what I said? Honestly, I don't fucking know what I said. But anyway, so Caitlin was so gracious and so kind, and so is everyone else, to change the day to Mondays, and the time is at 3:30. And I'm like, wow, I think I can actually make it on time today. This is huge. And this is going to sound so sad. Do not judge me. But I started getting ready for the podcast at 11:45. In the morning.
When she told me that, when we were texting then, and she told me she was getting ready, I thought it was a joke. I was like, oh, haha, you're just being sarcastic because you need to get ready earlier. No, you got ready 4 hours ahead.
I'm a snail. I am so goddamn slow. And also, when it's something like this where I know I'm going to be filmed under bright lights and not on my good side, and I'm finally on my good side, people. So I'm feeling good today. I just...
You're like, look at me.
Look at me. Like, I'm not kidding. I usually come on this side. Not my best side. This is just sharp. It's cute. But I gave you your good side because I'm a good friend.
Thank God. I really do appreciate that.
But yeah, it takes me so long to get ready because I just want to, like, I don't know, just relax while I'm getting ready. So I was finally done. It was 3:00. I was ready to go, baby. I was ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I felt so good about myself. I had all my shit organized. I had my notes that I took. I was so excited. And I was driving. I was listening to Anderson .Paak. I was just like feeling so good.
Hell,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm a little sleep deprived, but that's not going to get me down today, baby. I'm on time, bitch. And I pull up. No. First, I texted you, and I was like, girly, I sent you a screenshot of my GPS, and it said I was going to get there at 3:29, bitch.
Yep. No, 3:28. That's right. I even remember.
3:28.
That's how significant it was. I know the exact
time. 3:28, bitch. And you know what you said to me?
I said, you'll get there first. I'll be there at 3:31.
Wow. You don't know, like, it was an out-of-body experience when she told me that I was arriving before her. I was like, wow, Sarah, you're really getting your shit together. This is awesome.
Oh, it was a moment.
And then I pull up to the spot, and we explain kind of what it looks like. There's, like, this huge, beautiful gate that you enter. It's just the most magnificent thing. Mm-hmm. I pull up. I text everyone that I'm here. This one of the girlies comes out and she sees that it's me. And she was like, oh my God. And then she opens the gate and all of the podcast people are outside clapping for me. They were clapping for me.
Oh my God. And I was right behind her and we both went in at the same time and they were just all applauding because we not only showed up at the same time, but Sarah's car was in front of mine and my windows were rolled down and they were all like, she got here before you. And everyone was like throwing a parade. I thought there was going to be confetti, balloons, an edible arrangement. I didn't know what to expect.
I thought an elephant was going to come out. I thought like it was going to be this whole party. It was just so sweet. And everyone really acknowledged that and was just like, great job, Sarah. And I'm like, thank you guys, because it's such a struggle of mine. And the fact that people like really noticed that and was proud of me, I was like, yeah, that just
noticed that you showed up on time.
So fucked.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Anyway, so I was in a really good mood and I was ready for the goddamn show. But then at the same time, we didn't really know what we were going to talk about because nothing significant happened. The only thing that really happened to me was that right there was showing up.
That's all we should have shared.
And yeah. I was just kind of like, well, we'll see where the wind takes us. Like, I'm pretty good at improvising anyway. I could figure out, you know, what to do in this situation. But
so after that, we went in and we started filming. And like Sarah just said, we didn't really know what we were going to talk about. That specific week in both of our lives was just so stressful. And I don't know, just we had a lot to do YouTube-wise somehow, both at the same time. And it was just chaotic. I've had the most stressful week of my life. I've never slept so little in my life in a very long time since high school. And it's just been like very stressful. So we got there. There was only so much we had to talk about. And the episode like started off decent, but we both just ended up just venting about our stress and just
what
really
we're doing right
dark
now.
Jokes. Yeah. Like, no, but
like, yeah.
You know what I mean. We're just telling them how we got here.
Our
but
vibe together, because like I was already kind of just like and then you were also, but even like a little bit lower than me, I was like scratching for the surface of positivity the best that I could, like literally panting for it, and I was just scratching the surface, but you were just not there and I could tell, so I wasn't really there. And we just we left that podcast and we were like, what the fuck, why was that the weirdest experience for us?
The worst vibe ever. We kept trying to like match each other and then it didn't work. And then we played a game at the end of the episode. We played that We're Not Really Strangers card game and all the questions were negative.
Horrible. Which reinforced, and it's just like, which reinforced our negativity. Just go be like, okay, yep, we're back to miserable. Let's complain even more.
The ship was fucking sinking. Like, we were drowning.
One of the questions was like, and Sarah, what do you wish that your friends like realize about you,
would compliment you more of?
I'm like, well, and then I just started talking about this like it just was so not it. And like, of course our feelings are valid, and of course, you know, everything that we do share about our emotions, because we all have bad days, we all have off days and shit, but this episode was so random because we kept talking about really positive things and good things, but then would get so dark, and the questions would be positive thing and then horrifying depressed moment. It was just so, didn't make any sense, and the structure was just so whack, so we had to scrap that shit so quickly. But the thing about that is Caitlin had to go. Well, you've been planning this trip for so long, and, like, you were going home.
Yeah, a month.
And you literally had to leave for Boston the next day, and me and Caitlin, we were on the phone while we were driving home from the podcast. We're like, what the fuck are we gonna do? We hate the episode, but you leave tomorrow. And then we were like, if Cody and Noelle can make this work, so can we, goddammit.
We can figure it out.
Honestly, I'm vibing.
Me too. I mean, we also got the inspiration from, you know, one of our amazing sponsors, Stereo. And when we go live on there, we realize that we like the vibe of that because, I mean, we love the podcast set. We love it so much. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. And it's so high production. But at the same time, the laid backness of the stereo app and me and Sarah just talking to each other made us realize, like, oh, shit, this can be chill, too, because we are just literally sitting in the comfort of our own homes in the same sweatshirts we've been wearing for days.
Yeah.
And we just got to vibe and chill. So this is where we took out the podcast microphones we bought to start the podcast last March. Baby. That we never used and figured out how to use it and had to figure out how to, you know, long distance do this shit.
Bear with us. Bear with us. So if the audio isn't on point, we're just trying our best.
We're literally trying our best. We could not put that episode out for you guys. You guys would have...
Oh, my God.
Annihilated us.
Literally, that would have been... We literally said when we left, we were like, we can see the comments already. We see the comments already. What the fuck is this clownery? Yeah. What is this structure?
Y'all can do so much better.
Get your shit together. This is episode 8, 9, whatever it is. Ow!
Yeah.
Ow!
Excuse me?
Did an ant just bite me? Dude, there's an ant crawling up my leg, and I just felt this crazy stinging sensation. Can ants bite?
Yes. They have pinchers.
Oh, dude.
Was it a poisonous ant?
It's like a regular dweeb of an ant. Like, just a regular ant.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you see it crawling up your... Oh. I was going to say, why didn't you flick it off before it bit you?
I couldn't see it. Well, my leg was down here, but then I felt the pinch. Oh, my God. What a jerk. You jerk.
What a jerk. Hey, knock it off.
Seriously.
What the
hell? So yeah.
Oh my God.
Let's cheers it, brother.
Yeah, I've got a water right here. Yes. So super exciting stuff.
I got my Bright Cellars wine.
God, I wish I could have some wine.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I cheers you or my camera? Or both?
Let's do it.
I did both.
Make it whatever. So it clinks your camera lens. You know?
Bro, this is a water bottle.
So it, like, scrunches up against it. I don't know. Clink.
I tried my best.
Okay. God. Let's get into it, baby. Where's my sheet?
All right.
I'm a mess. Okay.
All right, what are the main things we want to talk about? Because we've already killed, like, a lot of time already.
Wait, I wanted to... share something really quick.
Okay.
Okay. This is so unrelated, but I thought this was so funny. Last night or yesterday, I uploaded my emo punk song that I used for the end of my emo tutorial because everyone was bitching at me saying that they wanted it on Spotify, but I just used a random royalty-free punk song and I can't do it because I don't have the rights to it, which is so annoying because it's copyright-free. So you would think that I could make money from it on Spotify, but they got their rules. I didn't either. God, these fucking spots on my face.
It's beautiful. Cool. It's artsy.
Yeah, it is artsy.
It's a vibe.
It's like I did it on purpose. So I posted that, and it just looks so funny. The thumbnail is so fucking terrifying, and it really just looks like I'm going through something, especially if you haven't watched my emo video. It's just a random punk song that I posted, but I wasn't really thinking anything of it. And then last night, I get a text from my ex. We should make that a segment. A text from my ex.
Oh, God, here we go. I don't get any, but that will be your segment.
A text from her ex.
With like, dun, dun, dun.
Can CJ or Amelie do that, please? Dun, dun, dun.
Someone make it so dramatic.
A text from my ex.
With like a text that shows up on the screen. There's like blood dripping down. The screen goes black.
Yes. That's literally how it feels.
We're onto something.
I got it.
All right. Well, what did the text from your ex say?
Like, say it. Do it. Yeah.
Do I have to? A text from my ex.
A text from my ex.
A text from my ex.
Yes, baby. You got it.
Oh, great.
Fuck my life. Fuck you. That's fun. A text from my ex. So.
It's better when you do it.
No offense.
I agree.
So, the text from my ex said, it was just a screenshot of his recommended on YouTube. And it was just the thumbnail of me looking like the lady from The Ring, and the title of it says, Rip Your Heart Out, Heart Attack, Music Video. And he sent me a screenshot of that, and all he said was, Are you okay?
Because it so just looks like you need to talk to him, but like this is you communicating it to like the most dramatic extent ever. He's like, you have my number. If you're feeling sad, you can just give me a ring.
It's just like the most dramatic way to get like your ex's attention. Like, rip my heart out. Like, I'm in
heart attack.
And then the picture is just me looking so emo and scene goth. Like, I just randomly turned goth out of nowhere just to get his attention or something. Like, I just like really just want him to call me. And oh my god, I was screaming laughing at that, because I'm like, oh my god, I cannot even imagine from his perspective seeing that on his recommended. And then I was thinking, I'm like, oh, that sucks that I'm on his recommended.
Ooh, I didn't even consider that.
Damn, bro.
Recommended, your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. I was like,
oh my god.
I feel bad, but I'm just like, I can't control that. Whatever.
He can make a new account if it bothers him that much. Like, just sign into a different Google account. I'm sure you have a million ones. We all do.
I still get his CoStar notifications on my phone because he, like, has an account on CoStar. So, like, I get a lot of his shit sent to my phone. So I need to figure that out, too. I actually kind of like it so I can, like, creep on what CoStar is telling him to do right now. No, I'm kidding.
What his mood for the week is.
Like, how he's really feeling.
God.
I don't know why I get his notifications for it. But I can't, but I'm logged into mine and I get my notifications.
Well, it's,
but I can't.
Is it because you guys are like matched on the app or something? Like, I don't know. I only used it once.
It like tells me what he's going through every day. I don't look at them because I can't even turn them off because I can't log into his account to do it. And I doubt he even knows his password. I'm pretty sure I just told him to download it one time. And I made an account for him on my phone.
Weird.
I know, it's really annoying. Because I'm like, I don't want to know this.
That would only happen to you. Yeah. So,
God's equal for us. He gets me on the recommended. I get his fucking CoStar. What's worse, though? You know?
I would say the YouTube recommended.
Yeah, it sucks. Especially when it's shit like that.
Damn.
Me being like, rip my heart out. Yeah. I dare you. God.
He's like,
I know. The fact that he didn't even watch it, he just wanted to make sure that I, like, wasn't on the edge of doing something.
If the red line was there.
I looked at that because I'm like, that would be so embarrassing. And I responded, I was like, LOL, yeah, I just uploaded the music part from my video because people wanted me to. And then we were, like, talking or whatever. And then I told him that I did, like, a pig squeal at the end, like, the screamo, like, the thing. But it's really subtle. I put it really quiet in the background because the raw vocal is the most terrifying sound I've ever heard. So I had to turn it down really, really, yeah. And then I was just cringing at
the
thought of him just, like, watching that. Because he was like, oh, my God, that was you at the end. And I'm like, oh, my God, he watched it. I'm getting
sweaty.
Wait,
he said that?
Yeah, he was like, he was just like, oh my god, that was you, that's impressive, that's dope. And I'm like,
oh no,
how's life, bro? How was Alaska? I saw you went to Alaska.
Was he in Alaska? You just say that randomly. My god, he's like, I don't know, I've
Alaska's
never been
cool. It's the biggest state. It's its own continent. But yeah, that's a little update from text from my ex.
Tune us next time. No, we need to make that a thing.
Oh my god. But that was just so fucking funny. I just had to share. And I remembered that because I was going through my camera to delete footage and I saw my emo shit. And I'm like, oh my god.
Oh.
I have a story to tell? What?
It's time for text from my ex.
roll
the footage.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Tell the girlies what happened at the Boston airport.
Yeah, so yesterday I was flying to Boston, obviously. This actually happened at the airport there. So LAX, everyone's favorite nightmare from hell. But
horrifying place.
Yeah, it's pretty empty right now, though, so that's good. But I got there, and I was sitting in line to get a coffee from the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. I think that's what it's called. And because nice. I knew that I had to do some things on my computer throughout the flight, needed a coffee. So I'm standing there just feeling like a disaster. I'd slept 4 hours and I was like, oh my god, just get
you're feeling like a disaster.
Looking like a disaster, feeling like a literal natural disaster.
Like a tornado so is going on in your head.
And behind me might as well have been. But
your
I'm standing there.
Your entire aura is just a tornado around you.
And I thought it was obvious
to all.
Sucking
the life out of everyone.
I'm like, please, I need to hang on to everyone else's energy because I have none. Yeah. Someone help.
But... Someone help. That's your segment. Someone fucking help me.
Tornadoes come up. It's gray and black. There's lightning flashing. It's me getting sucked into a tornado.
Just your face. And I'm like in the background like, how do I help?
Sorry, I can't do shit.
I'm sorry. You're like sucks. Trying to suck me. I'm like,
oh my god. Someone help. We need those animations so fucking bad. If anyone likes to do animations, please be our guest.
Be on our team. Be on our team. Anyway.
So anyways, on today's edition of Someone Help, these two girls come up to me, and this hasn't just happened in so long, honestly, or at least doesn't happen often anymore because, I mean, it's not like everything's normal. So I don't know. I just don't run into people that watch my videos or even to the podcast often. And these girls come up and they were like, wait, are you Caitlin? And I was like, wait, I think.
Like, am I Caitlin?
I'm like, am I the Caitlin you're looking for? Like, I don't know. But
ask me after this coffee.
You know, let me get my white chocolate latte right now that I got. I don't know.
I think I got a white chocolate latte.
Did you see me order? Did you see me? Did I have a receipt? Did I throw it out?
I just think I'm disassociating.
If you can't tell.
You're saying this all out loud and they're like, okay.
They're like, this ain't Caitlin. This is a ghost host. Someone's
a ghost host?
That's like a Disney thing. Like,
you know what, girl? That's not Caitlin. It's a ghost host. Like, what?
Oh my god. I don't know. That's the first thing that came to my mind. It's a Haunted Mansion reference. Anyways,
it's
whatever.
A ghost host.
I like Disney. Shut up.
I've never heard that in my life.
Well, that means you don't care about Disney, so fuck off.
I care.
You suck. But, so they said they watched my videos, and also one of the girls was like, we have the podcast downloaded to listen to on our flight. We're going to, like, Colorado, back home. And I was like, oh my god, and we sat there and talked for a minute, and they were like, so your vibe. They were all both in tie-dye, wearing crystals, and just so hippie and artsy and everything. And we were just sitting there vibing as I was waiting for my coffee. And I was like, fuck yeah. And then I talked to them for a minute, and then they left. And then I was ordering my food. And then I texted you about that. And then I was sitting there, and I was like, wait, like, I'm lonely. I kind of want to talk to them more. Like, aww. I just miss connection in person with people who watch my stuff. And also, like, I've never really met someone who I haven't met a fan in so long that I don't know if I've met anyone in person since the podcast came out.
And the girlies, like, are fucking awesome in general.
They rock. So I was like, fuck, I wish I, like, talked to them more or told them to just come sit with me or something. Like, I'm bored. I'm here an hour early. So I ordered my food and I was sitting there like, I wonder if I can find their gate or something and go try and find them. But I was like, no, that's weird. I don't know.
You
maybe
are the ghost host.
I am the ghost
stalking
host.
Stalking everyone.
I'm like, should I walk around this terminal and try to find them? No. I decided not to be a creep. But
I can just imagine you with your latte, and you're just so tired and sad, and you're just like a little puppy just looking for friends. You're like dragging your suitcase.
No, that's literally what it was. Like, I wish there was footage of me just sitting there like, oh, I wish I had some friends.
Oh, shit.
I wish someone would talk to me. But no. So then I went to my terminal, and I sat down, and I was like, I couldn't tell if these were, like, the girlies that would have my notifications on or
totally
what. And I was like, I don't think they are those kind of girls, but I'm going to give it a chance. So I decided to tweet like a lunatic.
Mm-hmm. But she did say, sorry to cut you off again.
No, you're good.
I'm not sorry.
Don't be. Sorry, not sorry.
This is an important detail you interject. They did say that they downloaded the podcast right before their flight. So they could have the notifs on.
Yeah.
Listen to the podcast. And I feel like the true girlies really come over.
That's
here
true.
Have a good time.
That's true. So I gave it a chance and I tweeted, if you were the two girls that just met me at the airport.
And they're like, wait, did that happen?
I'm like,
did that happen?
Was that even her? No. And I said, like, if you were those girls, can you please, like, tweet or DM me right now? And I just, it's just me sitting in a chair at the airport. Like, no one's going to see this. They're
like,
not going to see
over,
this.
Hoods on, bent down, on your phone, just shaking your head like,
I look stupid.
One tear streaming. One tear streaming down your face.
Just feeling so vulnerable knowing that I might never see these girls again. And everyone on Twitter is just like, is this chick okay?
But aw, damn.
No, one of them quoted the tweet like immediately and was like, oh my God, that was us. So nice meeting you. And I was like, yes. And I DM'd the girl and I was like, wait, when is your flight board? And she was like 11, which was the same time that mine boarded. And I was like, do you want to come sit at my gate?
Wow.
And that was a long time to ask for someone random to come hang out with me, too. That was 45 minutes, but I was like, no, like, bring it on. Like, please come hang out with me. So I told them where my gate was. Yeah, like, just come the fuck over here. And they came over.
I need to smile.
Do something. I don't know. Humor me.
I'm a disaster. But I'm feeling like a natural disaster.
As you guys can tell. But yeah, so they came over and we talked for 45 minutes and they sat down and I was like, just tell me about yourself. Just tell me anything. Just speak to me.
Just speak. God Say damn it. Just tell anything. Me anything. What's your dad like? What's your fucking
They told
mom
me
like?
About their moms. They told me about their moms. Showed me funny videos of their moms together from their trip to LA they just had. And I was like, the stimulation I needed. Like, it was two girls. They went on a trip with their moms who grew up as best friends. They came to LA together.
Wow.
It shows me a video of their moms just drunk on the beach dancing together. And I was like, oh my God, this is what I needed. This is what I needed so bad. Thank you for this content.
That's magical. Their moms were best friends and they grew up together.
Yeah. And now these two girlies were best friends.
And they're from Colorado, you said?
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
So amazing. They told me about life in Colorado and everything. And it was a beautiful moment. And I was like, all right, cool. Cool.
That is amazing. Were they going back? I'm assuming they're going back home to Colorado.
Yeah, they were going back home. And they were like, we came into the airport and we were like, I wonder if we'll see a celebrity getting onto their flight. And then we just saw like our favorite YouTuber. And I was like, wait, stop. I was like, I'm not a celebrity, but
I was gonna
here
I
am.
Say.
I was gonna no, but they said celebrity. And I was like, well, shit, sorry to disappoint you. It's just
so
me.
Sorry, guys. It's just me.
Fuck y'all. You just missed J-Lo.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, my God. You guys are talking, J-Lo walks by, and they're like, gotta go, run.
They're like, that's exactly like, who we were looking
guys,
for.
Guys, fuck. That's so cute, though.
But yeah, that was my wholesome moment, and I was like, I felt good about tracking them down on the internet, because they saw
so
it. But that
nice
would have really sucked if they never saw it.
Yeah, and it's just always so nice to see a face to the names that we see, like the comments that we see, and just seeing them in person and like actually feeling their energy and just knowing that these are real people watching and listening to us. It's just the most overwhelmingly amazing feeling to ever feel. It's just so fucking cool. And I've been just forgetting that, especially because of pandemic. Like, we haven't been able to interact with anyone. The only social interaction that I had in the past 2 days was with my electrician. And that meant a lot to me. Like, I was excited for him to come because I'm like, wow, I get to talk to a new person. And
I know. It lasted, just tell me anything. Tell me anything.
I'm like standing behind him watching him like work in my fuse box. And he's like, bruh.
You're like, so how did you get into electricity?
Yeah. So tell me about your mom. Like anything.
Please. Oh my God.
No, but yeah, I was trying to talk to him, but I could tell he just wanted to like, and I'm like, I get it. I get the hint. I'm like, damn, dude, that was going to be my only like interaction today. But yeah. I also have something that kind of ties into your story. So I have my life coach, Joy, and she was doing this free Zoom workshop, and it was all about letting go of stage fright. And these are classes that I've done before with her before the pandemic started, but she's doing Zoom stuff now. And I just posted her flyer on my story, and I'm like, hey, guys, if you just want to learn how to conquer your stage fright, my life coach is doing a workshop. Just come if you want. It's free. Whatever.
Yeah. Tag along.
Joy told me that there were so many girlies that came to the workshop. And Joy texted me after and she's like, oh my God, Sarah, I need to call you tomorrow. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I need to tell you about the magic that happened tonight. Like, I'm just so overwhelmed with joy. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, okay. And then she called me and she was like, Sarah, getting to experience your viewers was the most trippy thing for me, because I've been working with her for years. And she was like, they literally have the same mannerisms as you. They dress like you and they have the exact same energy and vibe as you. And there was like 30 of them. And Joy asked, like, so what brings you guys here? Because I told Joy I was going to shout her out. And a lot of them were just saying, Sarah Baska brought me here. And Joy asked them, like, what? Not to, like, I feel like I'm, like, kissing my own ass right now. But Joy, but Joy asked, like, so what do you like about Sarah? And they were all just, like, saying the nicest things to Joy about me. And Joy was just so overwhelmed. She was like, Sarah, you have the most intelligent, most open-minded, beautiful viewers. Like, they were all like that. She was like, they are so self-aware and they're so funny and just the smartest people I've ever talked to. And I'm like, I just forget sometimes. I don't forget about you guys, but
but like the physicalness is just so like not there this past year. So
yeah, and I don't know. It also just reminded me like how blessed I am too. And
same
your viewers are the same. Like it's so rare for us to get negativity in our space besides the podcast. But like, that's a different thing. But like on our actual
but other
channels,
than that
on like our actual channels, it feels like such a safe space. And I just get so overwhelmed because I see other creators' comment sections and I just feel so anxious reading through people's comment sections, because I imagine the creator going through the comments, because that's my favorite thing to do.
Same.
When I post a video, I love going through the comments and just seeing how people respond to my shit, because I spend fucking weeks editing at a time.
Yeah.
So just seeing people just enjoy it and like love each other, like I always see people giving each other advice in my comment sections, and it's just so pure. And so when Joy was telling me that, and how, like, even they were talking to each other and they became friends through the workshop, I was like, that is just the sweetest fucking thing ever. And Joy just kept reiterating to me. She's like, you are so beyond blessed that you have people like these girls that watch you. Because, like I said, they are the smartest, most beautiful people. So I'm talking to you guys. Okay, I'm getting sappy. Okay, I love you guys. That literally made my entire week. I got so emotional when she was telling me that. I was like, I know, but it's still is so, like, sweet to hear it from another person, especially my life coach.
Yeah. Who, that's a big deal.
And she's, like, she's not in my life because we can't be because of COVID, so she doesn't know, you know, how crazy my life is and, like, doesn't really know my connection with my fans that well, but she hears about it when I tell her. But yeah, she's never experienced it until that. And, like, it was just so cool. I felt like it brought me and Joy closer, too. It was just it was a great moment. So shout out to you guys. That was just so sweet. I hope that you guys continue to work with her because she is changing my life. And I know that she could change you guys' life. So she rocks. Shout out Joy. Free your voice with Joy on Instagram, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, that's so cute.
It's just, I love her. I could cry, but I'm not. The wine's hitting me.
I'm so jealous. Fuck, man. I wish.
That was a fun little story.
No, that's so wholesome. Like, that's so special, too, like, with your life coach. Like, two big parts of your life. The person who coaches you about your life. And then the people that give you a life.
Yes! And she's, like, my music life coach. And
her
whole message is about embracing your authenticity and just letting yourself just fucking shine outward. And her whole mantra, I guess, is just being more like the sun, because you know how sun rays just keep expanding outwards and they never close in.
Yeah.
So her whole thing is just like, you have to just keep, no matter what is thrown at you, you just have to just keep fucking shining through it and never closing away, never wanting to hide your truth or just hide away from the world when it gets too much. Like, you have to be so sure and confident in yourself that you just want to share your light with the world. And
yeah,
with doing music and even just being on stage in front of so many people, like musicians do, they have to force themselves to shine outward because the pressure is actually insane, having so many people watching you from every angle and judging you.
Yeah.
And you have to, it's literally like fucking, It's like exercising a part of your brain almost to like get so comfortable with yourself, where like if you can go out on stage, you're just in your own aura and just in your own world where nothing is affecting you. If you see one person in the crowd that doesn't really like the song or they're just standing there bored, like that's not going to affect you because you are just feeling it and you're just loving it. And it's really hard to do. That's why I admire so many musicians. And like the first person I really think of is like Lady Gaga, how she can just literally show up to an award show in a meat dress and just sit there composed. Like, she fucking owns it. Doesn't
she's fucking
give a
amazing
fuck.
Yeah,
doesn't give a fuck like if people are laughing at her, if people are talking shit about her. Like, she can sit in herself so securely where it doesn't even affect her. And that's the most powerful thing ever, to be able to hold that and feel that. And so that's just literally what the entire course is about. And God, and even fucking Harry.
Yeah.
Even Harry doing the Grammys and him, all that pressure, all of those eyes on him. And he's just up there just grooving, vibing. He's not thinking about
opening
the
Grammys.
Opening the Grammys, bro. Like, being so confident and sure of yourself, where you know you're hot, you know you're good, you know that,
you know the song's a bop.
You know the song's a bop, even if people don't think so. Like, as long as you think so, that's all that matters. And that's literally what life is about. It's just about being alive and just not giving a fuck what other people think, because it does not matter at the end of the day.
I know. Like, we're all going to fucking die, so.
Exactly.
Like,
thank
you,
Caitlin.
You literally just can't care. There's no point.
You can't.
There is no point. Guess where we're going to be in 100 years? Not here, so make the goddamn best of it, because you're going to regret it if you don't.
Do whatever you want, but be safe and don't be stupid. But
please don't hurt others.
Like, I literally made a fucking emo song. For what? I pig squealed
because
for
you
what?
Can.
Because you I can. Can. And you it should. Felt good. God good. Damn it, it felt good. And you know what? I had yes. a second of myself where I knew that Will would see that on his recommended and be concerned, and that's why it kind of triggered me last night. But I'm
oh,
like,
God,
I don't give a fuck because it felt good screaming in this office. I'm going to yes. rip your heart out and throw it in the dirt, bitch.
And I don't care if you hear me say that.
I don't care.
Everyone.
Christelle was hollering laughing. And I even had to text my neighbors downstairs because, you know, I have issues with them. But
wait, like, that's so funny.
The last time I recorded a song like that was my Christmas song, but I didn't text them first because we weren't on good terms. And I was like yelling for a part of the Christmas song, and I hear the broom from underneath me. Like, they have a
no.
broom that's like,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, bitch, it's 2 p.m. It is 2 p.m. But I get it, because it also sounded like I was having sex, because I was, like, moaning this really high note. I was like, and I had to keep doing that over and over again.
I would totally understand the broom. I'd do the same thing, but with a brick.
Yeah, exactly. And I felt kind of bad. So this time I texted them, because I have their numbers now, and I was like, hey, if you hear random moaning or yelling, I'm just recording a rock song for my class. I said, for my class.
For my class. No.
And so they were like, LOL, it's okay. Thanks for letting us know. And then I'm like, cool. So now I can let it all out. So I was just sitting here and I was like, yeah, like screaming these lyrics. And Christelle texted me and she was fucking crying laughing. She was like, what the fuck is going on in there?
But props to you for being able to do that, knowing that everyone in the comfort of their own homes who doesn't want to hear you is going to hear you. Like, that's not even like performing on a stage. This is you being like, I'm gonna yell, I'm going to do a pig scream, and everyone, no matter what they're doing in the apartments around me, are gonna hear it. Like,
yeah.
That takes balls.
You know, it's for the art, bro.
The fuck off.
You know, and I
whatever you
care.
Have to do to get the text from your ex.
Bruh, full circle moment right
I know.
There, baby.
Play the little fucking thing.
Play the shit.
One.
A text from my ex. I'll do it for
dun,
you.
Dun, dun.
No,
oh my
but.
God.
I don't know how I got onto that, but.
I have
yeah.
no idea, but I know what
oh,
we need.
Because of the airport thing. So yeah, we love you.
Oh yeah.
We love you guys.
So moral of the story is, y'all rock!
That's what happens to me when I get some white wine in my system.
All right, guys, it is time for us to take a hot second to talk about one of our favorite sponsors, Stereo.
Puss,
woo!
Puss.
Here we go. As you all already know by now, the Stereo app has thousands of live social conversations with a wide range of genres for every interest, including news, comedy, sports, and more. You choose whether to be a co-host, participate as a guest, or simply listen in on exclusive conversations. The app allows podcast creators to build a more intimate relationship with your fan base by engaging them in direct conversations. Listeners can record a question and send it directly to us. And we've been having a blast in Stereo doing that because when we're live, you guys can send those little voice memos and we just get to react to them, answer your questions, give y'all advice, or just giggle with you. It's a grand old time.
We love hearing your cute little voices.
And we want to hear it more. So you guys can join us on Friday for when we have a Stereo after party after the podcast gets released, because we want to hear what you guys have to say about this episode so badly, because
yeah,
boy, was this a journey. So
we want to know if you like this format.
Yeah.
If you didn't like it, whatever.
We need your honest thoughts, so come tell us there. But
yeah,
feel free to download the Stereo app and follow us at stereo.com/cheersbrother-CaitlinRay2E's and then dash
Sarah Baska.
Sarah
baby.
Baska.
But without the baby. Just Sarah Baska.
There is no baby in that. No babies are involved.
There's none. No babies involved here.
Thank God. But yeah, we will see you guys over on Stereo very soon.
Yeah, yeah.
So talk to you then.
Stereo.com. Cheers, brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
woo.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys, it is time for a word from another wonderful sponsor of ours, ShipStation. I am very excited about this because I have actually been signed up for ShipStation for a year. So I feel very personally attacked by this sponsorship. So I'm pumped about it. If you guys
attacked
in a good way, just targeted, called out.
Personally attacked.
They're flirting with me. They're like, hey, yep, you know us. If you guys don't know what ShipStation is, well, let me tell you what it is. If you guys sell stuff online, you're definitely in the right business, first off. More people are shopping online more than ever, and that means a lot of orders are coming in, and there's a lot of orders that need to be shipped out. So that is why online sellers like you and me need ShipStation. No matter how much you sell, ShipStation makes it super easy to manage and ship all of your orders from all of your sales channels faster, cheaper, and more efficiently. It saves you so much money. You have no idea. I am so grateful for it. But you guys can import orders from any sales channel, ship with any carrier, access discounted shipping rates, saving money, our favorite thing, and you can automate just about any shipping task. You'll spend a lot less time on shipping and a lot more on growing your business.
That is right, Caitlin. You are speaking the truth. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone.
Woo! So if you guys want to ship more in less time, you can just use our offer code CHEERS to get a 60-day free trial of ShipStation. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping, and shipping is very stressful for me normally, so if you'd like to take that away, get ShipStation.
Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in...
Cheers!
Cheers! Okay, that's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code CHEERS. And make
ship happen.
Wait, say it at the same time. 1, 2, 3.
Make
ship happen.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I'm like, do I crack open this Red Bull? Oh, yeah, wait. So... you guys don't get to see this week, but when we went to film the podcast this Monday, Red Bull installed a refrigerator for us. We'll put pictures in right now, but it's a customized refrigerator full of Red Bull that some artist helped design all the art on the sides of it. It says our names. It says Belieber. It says Mr. Worldwide on it. It's gorgeous.
It says, really, I love Harry Styles.
It's so us, and I can't believe we haven't had that in our set the whole entire time.
Okay, so I've been begging Caitlin to watch the Justin Bieber Peaches video for a week, and she finally got along, or she finally got around to it just an hour ago, so...
Yeah, I have not had a second to just go on YouTube for my own enjoyment in the past week, because I've been so busy, but yeah, finally watched it. And Sarah was, like, freaking out to me about the outfits, the dancing, how he was kind of dancing like Harry Styles, which he so was, like, straight copying, but, like, not. Like, inspiration. Inspiration.
He's a
but,
fan.
Like, go off. We all are fans. But
and with the, the fruit title, too.
Peaches, oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Know. Like, just collab already. I'm over it. But
just collab.
I don't think you noticed that they filmed one of the last scenes of that video at the same place that Justin Timberlake and SZA did their The Other Side music video for Trolls 2. It's the same white dome where Justin and SZA are just dancing in for, like, most of the music video. And I was like, oh, my God.
Where it says peaches on the side.
No, the dome? The white dome, like the geometric white, like, dome at the end. Like, go to the video and just go to the end, and it's the same thing. So I was like, wait, that's so special. Like,
what?
The two Justins are just at the same place. I mean, obviously artists fucking film at the same places sometimes, but, like, I've never seen it and noticed it in two of my favorite artist videos. Like, I don't think that's ever happened, so that was craziness.
Oh, whoa. I'm seeing it now. Wow. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. That's such a cool location in general. And even the Peaches set.
Oh, so cool.
It's such an aesthetically pleasing video. And Justin looks so hot.
Yeah.
all I wanted to do was just transport myself into the screen and just drop it low with him. When he was, like, dropping it low and, like, going from side to side, like, bouncing on his knees, all I wanted to do was just
was join.
Be in the background and just be like, hey, 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 hey,
let's go.
Hey, let's go. Peaches, hey. Like, that's all I wanted to do. And I just can't do it yet. I'm gonna meet him.
I'll get into a music video one day. You will, I believe.
Even I was ranting to Joy about that, and she was like, you're gonna meet him. And I'm like, I know.
Oh,
like, you don't have to tell
I just don't know when. I just don't have She's a like, date oh. yet, but well, then what am I here for? Fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, then.
I know.
Well, shit.
Well, my bad, Sarah.
Oh.
You don't need me, I guess. You just need to vent to me about Justin Bieber every session.
I'll just log off for the day. Start my next session.
Yeah.
Oh, well, toodaloo.
Well, would you look at the time?
I don't need to waste my breath. O'clock.
But wait! The suit!
But tell me that I'm right. Just validate me.
Oh, literally. But you liked the video.
Oh, it was great. I loved it. I'm actually going to watch it again after this, because I listened to the song again right after that, too. I was like, wow, what a fucking vibe.
Girl, you got to bump that in your car.
I
it's
know.
A whole nother experience. It is
damn
amazing. It's so good. I'm just so proud of him. The suit. Ugh, I've never seen JB in a suit like that. And it's so... Ugh.
I don't think he's ever seen himself in a suit like that.
Yeah, probably like, not.
Definitely out of the norm. But love it for him. I can get used to it.
Oh, you're so right, bro. He probably tried that on for the first time that day. And was just like, you know what? Yeah.
Well, if Harry does it, my girlies will like it.
Exactly, bro. Oh my God, if I ever... You know that picture of Harry and Beyonce interacting at the Grammys?
Oh, yeah.
If I ever saw one of those of Justin and Harry, I don't know what I'd do.
I don't think I would know what to do either. I'm imagining Harry texting him after the video, being like, yo, dude, next time you're trying to copy my swag.
Harry would never do that.
Can we just
bro?
Imagine them fighting? Can we please just imagine them fighting for 2 seconds? Justin's like, bro, I don't mean any harm. I think your outfits are cool. Harry's like, no, fuck off.
Justin's like, I'm just obsessed with you, bro. Brother. I'm just, brother. He goes, brother.
You didn't answer any of my texts about collabing, so I thought that I'd get your attention by doing this.
Oh my God. He just starts speaking in an English accent. Harry, brother. Hang on. I'm obsessed with you, bro. Bruv. Oh my God. No, yeah, that would be fucking insane. So I'm glad that you finally got to consume that content.
Yes, so happy for myself. But I have some more...
I'm so
content.
Happy for myself. Okay, yeah.
So thrilled that I got to do that. Thanks for forcing me to... It's like I hate Justin
happy.
Bieber. I'm like, she's making me watch this random guy's video.
I'm
a
happy
fucking
for
believer.
You than you are. Yes,
I'm like,
yeah,
that was great. Thanks for wasting my time. No, I'm kidding.
I would literally start crying right now.
No, I'm a diehard believer. That's always an option.
Can I show you something really, really, really quick before you get into the story, please? Really quick.
Yes.
Please.
Go for it.
Hang on. So, Christelle and I decided that we needed to get name tags for our doors. Door tags?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Like little signs for our doors.
Oh, God.
I found the most... magnificent.
Are you fucking kidding me? Where did you get that? That is amazing.
These are
I want one.
These are the best signs ever for
Boris. Oh my God. I am so jealous. The picture in the far right. Oh my God.
Or this one.
No, the other right.
This
My
one?
Right. Yes, that right there.
I know, dude. Isn't this so precious?
That
this
is
pic.
I can't. Is that going to fit on your door? That looks huge.
So we weren't sure.
Okay. And took then, a risk.
Yeah. And then they got here. Perfect.
Oh.
Snug.
It looks huge.
I know. I guess there's so much space above my door and the ceiling, but it's literally fits in like a glove perfectly.
Hot.
It's just, yeah, I'm a believer.
Clearly.
I love him. I'm just so
proud. We can't all tell.
He's come so far.
God. Okay. I love that.
I know it's really late, so we have to wrap things up for you.
Yeah, I unfortunately have to give my brother his room back, but I need to tell... Well, oh my God, that makes me so sad because this was my room. Like, I have to give him his room back? Like, no, bitch, this is mine. Like, this was mine.
Room back, yeah.
Yeah, I should go tell him. Yeah, I'm moving back in.
You stay right there. You stay right there.
You stay in the basement. Yeah. I'm putting my wallpaper back up. I'm putting my posters back up. You can fuck right off.
Stay in the basement where you belong, dweeb.
Little brother.
I love him. Little brob.
But so Sarah has missed the story going around this week. The Cinnamon Toast Crunch shrimp story. I don't know how you have missed this because this story has been everywhere. It is so viral right now. It's fucking insane. So
genuinely can't even come up with what this could be about.
Okay, so I'm sending you a picture to your phone so that you can follow along. So
it's like that.
Oh, yeah, like this is a whole thing. So Jensen Karp, who is a comedian and writer in LA, it says on the Twitter headline, said he made a disturbing discovery when he was eating his favorite cinnamon sugar striped cereal on Monday. And he tweets and goes, at Cinnamon Toast Crunch Twitter, why are there shrimp tails in my cereal? This is not a bit. And if you look at the picture, it is shrimp tails baked in the Cinnamon Toast Crunch sugar, just in the bag. Yes. Yep. So
this has to be
It's not. Nope, it's not. I'm going to scroll through his Twitter and read you everything because this is one of the funniest stories I've ever seen in my entire life. My mom didn't believe it at first, but I was like, no, you got to like see
I don't believe
the tweets. Okay, well, ready? So he tweets
that. He could have put the cinnamon.
Nope, I'll explain. So Cinnamon Toast Crunch replies to him and goes, we're sorry to see what you found. We would like to report this to our quality team and replace the box. Could you please send a DM to collect more details? And he quotes it and goes, guys, I'm not sure if I'm ready for another box.
Okay, he's fucking trolling, bro.
Seth Rogen replies and goes, you win. Okay, so then...
I don't believe it.
No, I scrolled up.
I don't believe it still.
So... you are really in for this then. Because then Cinnamon Toast Crunch replies to that and goes, we understand your concern. We promise you that our team will look into this and get to the bottom of it. But in the meantime, we want to do everything we can to make this right. We'll need further details to research. And then he goes, okay, I've sent a DM. Fair warning. I look different since eating your cereal today. And just posts a picture of a shrimp that looks like a guy.
What?
But yeah, so he posts that. And then Cinnamon Toast Crunch goes, after further investigation with our team that closely examined the image, it appears to be an accumulation of the cinnamon sugar that sometimes can occur when ingredients aren't thoroughly blended. We assure you there's no possibility of cross-contamination with shrimp. He quotes it and goes, okay, well, after further investigation with my eyes, these are cinnamon-coated shrimp tails, you weirdos. I wasn't all that mad until you tried to gaslight me.
Oh, my God.
And just look at that shit. Then his next tweet was, I think we've all dated someone like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch DMing him saying, thank you, Jensen. We would like to send you some General Mills vouchers for this unpleasant experience. If that's okay, we'll send them right away. Because I guess that's where, like, I think General Mills is the company that makes it. And he just goes, no, you just told me it wasn't shrimp tails.
Just no. No.
Oh, like... I
oh
can't.
My God.
And then this guy is like,
"Oh my god! Oh, poor Cinnamon Toast Crunch, bro. They probably feel so bad."
No, no, they don't. Like, just wait. It gets fucking worse. Whoever is like their PR person, like, needs to get fired. It's so funny. This person just woke up that day and chose chaos.
This is the most roller coaster story. I don't even know how it gets weirder than this. Okay, keep going.
It's so funny. So then he goes, "Everyone told me to go back into my bag and, like, search for other stuff in the box to see if it was just the shrimp tails." And he goes, "So the first thing that I noticed was shrimp tails. I freaked out and I closed the box. Here's all my findings now, which also includes a weird little string." So he posts a picture of all the other shit that was in the bag. And it's like the shrimp tails, like the coating of the shrimp tails breaking off, and then a piece of string. And then it gets fucking worse. And he goes,
"No way.
My wife has a stronger stomach than me and checked the other bag in the family pack. This one seems taped up and also appears to include, I don't even want to say it, dental floss." And then this
Wait, where is that?
I found it. Yeah.
No.
And then, hold on. No. And then this is where everyone figures out how this happened. He goes, "Something regarding the stupid, did he fake this take that you're doing too?" He goes, "There are
black..." How could I not, bro?
I know.
Shrimp.
I just believe it right off the back. I don't know. Just crazy shit happens all the time, dude. Who the fuck knows? And he goes, "There are black items cooked into the squares and tons of it at the bottom of the bag, in addition to shrimp tails and other sugar-coated junk. And it's only viral because of their insane response. I would have dropped this a long time ago. And if you look at the picture, it's rat shit. It's rat shit." So all the replies start being people saying, "Oh my god, like a mouse or a rat, whatever it is, got into the bag." And like, they collect things. They collect a ton of random junk and like make nests or whatever. And so it was a mouse that got into that, brought shrimp tails into it, brought floss, brought string, shit all over into the bag, to the point where the things got cooked into the cereal. And this guy just found a goodie bag of this shit in his.
My god, so that's the rat shit that's in the flakes, the black stuff from earlier.
Yep.
Ew, dude. Oh my god. Ew. If he didn't notice that.
No, but then he was saying he thinks he might have ate some of it. Like, because he didn't notice for like a hot second that there was shrimp in the bag.
Oh.
Look at that.
I need to know, like, at what point he noticed the shit. Like, was he eating out of this bag?
I know.
Like, a few days, and then he just, ew, oh my god, dude, that's my worst nightmare. I hate rodents. I hate rats. I hate mice. The poop just cemented into it.
Just baked into it. Baked fucking into that. Now you believe me.
Dude.
Now you
believe me. Okay, I get it now. Because, you have to admit, at first it's like, okay, good prank. You're a comedian. Funny.
Because, of course, it happens to a comedian. No, I get it.
Of course it does.
And Seth Rogen knows him. Like, no, I totally get, like, the suspicion. But then Cinnamon Toast Crunch puts out a statement. And I was losing my mind. I cannot believe this person. Like, I just want to know what's going on in their headquarters, because they've got the wrong people hired. And
how did they let a mouse? How did they let a mouse get into a bag? And how did no one see the mouse? Someone had to have seen the mouse.
No, it's a cereal factory. I mean, who knows? But like, why was there shrimp tails being consumed in the factory? Why is there not like a mice? Like they should. I understand that food factories can have like mice issues sometimes. I guess I don't fucking know, but like.
You're Cinnamon Toast Crunch, bro. You need to have, like, better safety.
Yes. Go out of the way to make sure that does not happen. So
you are a multi-million dollar General Mills, bro.
Like, here, I'll Amazon Prime you a mouse trap if you really need it.
How many corners do you got in the factory? We got you. Do you have like 20 of them? We can hook it up with a mousetrap.
God. I'm sure you can get a brand deal.
Literally, I'm sure. I'm sure. So, what the fuck, dude?
It's so hysterical. And the statement says, while we are still investigating this matter, we can say with confidence this did not occur at our facility. We are waiting for the consumer to send us the package to investigate further. Because they were trying to get him to send it in the mail to them. But we all know that if he sent it in the mail, they were just going to throw it out and call it a day and be like, oh, we looked at it. Nothing was there.
Right,
and just throw it. So he kept saying, I'm not sending it to you. And they just go, any consumers who notice their cereal box or bag has been tampered with, such as the clear tape that was found in this case, the clear tape, that's what they're concerned about. Contact us at this number. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck when they could have given this man hush money so fast, but they're just like, nope, wasn't us. Couldn't be us. You wouldn't catch us doing that.
We did all date someone like him. Wow.
This
bro.
Comedian was this, right.
This is so heartbreaking because this is my favorite cereal.
No, same.
This is a lot.
The memes are so funny. I'm going to read you some of them after, because someone was like, I need to make it abundantly clear right now and get this off my chest. I will still be consuming Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I was like, same.
God. Me too. I mean, but fuck that. That's so not okay and not safe, bro.
But they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
But that's why I'm like, do we boycott Cinnamon Toast Crunch? But it's also like, that's the best tasting flavor. But this is also just parallel.
I don't
want to
eat mouse shit.
I don't want to eat mice shit. Mm-mm. Mice are my biggest nightmare. And knowing that I'm consuming. No. Also, what is the repercussions of if you consume mice shit? Can't something really serious happen?
So that gets to one of his other tweets. So then some like scientist or some company reaches out to him and tells him to come into their lab to scientifically test it all to figure out if it's mice shit and shrimp tails and everything, since Cinnamon Toast Crunch doesn't believe it's shrimp tail and just says it's sugar pushed together. And he puts a picture of his Cinnamon Toast Crunch box in a seatbelt in his car and goes, we're going to a lab. And he goes, I have been sent to pest control.
Wow. Okay, I get it now. I get it. This is insane.
It's so funny. And then he goes, some updates. I'm now in touch with the testing lab, the black things, which I will not yet be calling by another name for my own sanity. Also, a research company is paying me to DNA test the shrimp tail. My point is, their initial reaction to the shellfish being in the bag was to tell me it was sugar, not to investigate the issue. It's a deadly allergy to so many people, and it didn't matter to them beyond offering me a new box. I originally approached them thinking I would help out, but they said I'm mistaking sugar for a crustacean. Anyways, I'm testing the DNA of a shrimp tail now, so I hope everyone's happy.
And what the fuck?
It's so goddamn funny. And he just keeps like reiterating that this is not a prank. This is not me just being funny. And he keeps going on these rampages being like, this social media team needs to be fired. Like, all social media managers need to take like something out of this. Your millionaire bosses will throw you to the wolves. No one outside of the social media team has tried to contact me, yet they're getting insane directives from them. If you're paid to tweet stuff like oatmeal is bae, let these other people handle the stuff above your pay grade.
Oatmeal is bae, bro. Like, I can't even
he's
think
trying
straight
to, like,
right now. Yeah, this is like a huge issue. Yeah. Like, this is a major issue and this should not be fucking happening. This is a health concern.
Yeah.
You
just don't give a fuck.
That is nuts.
I know. So it's still ongoing right now. He's been on TMZ, been on the news, been on
everything. He's been on TMZ already?
Yes. Oh, day two. And, dude, the memes.
Where have I been?
I don't know. This has been going on for days. But the memes are fucking killing me, too. I was howling yesterday at this. Someone goes, started my new job today as social media manager for Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Time to take a big sip of coffee and log on. like the day this happened. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God. And then just, because I'm sure that Cinnamon Toast Crunch has never been through a scandal like this one, bro. I am sure that they have just been coasting along, just knowing that they were
their Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
There's lots of parallels with this and what's going on in the YouTube community. I know.
Just all of a sudden.
Like, literally. Yeah. Oh my
God. All of a sudden, just someone who's just big chilling is just like, huh. I've got to revisit some things here in my facility.
I'm fucking people's lives up, and I didn't even realize it.
There's an infestation of bad things going on in my facility.
That I've been a part of for so long.
We may have to rethink our team and our staff members.
Oh my God. Wait,
I can't. So I can't. That was too good. That was great. That was so funny.
That was, oh, but like, this is nuts, bro. Like, I'm sure that Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the guy that runs the social media, he's not in charge of.
I know.
The factory shit. His job is to just go on Twitter and tweet,
tweet
quirky
oatmeal
things.
Is bae.
Tweet quirky things all day long. And just, wow, a flood of people coming at you saying, oh, my, this is nuts, dude. So what happens next? So he went on TMZ.
No, we don't know. Like, this is still ongoing. Like, it has not been solved. Cinnamon Toast Crunch has still done nothing useful. He hasn't made any other updates. Like, this is, like, still just happening.
Oh, like, my God. I feel like I'm a part of a community.
Exactly. That's why you needed to be alerted of this. And
thank you for bringing this to my attention. This
of course.
Is so wild. Did he update anyone about what the people at the lab said?
I don't think so.
He hasn't given any. I would really love to see what the lab has to say and if it is actually rat poop, because that
it
makes
definitely
sense.
Is, yeah.
But that sends shivers down my spine. Oh my God.
I know.
Ew. Poor Jensen. Just being
poor
that
Jensen.
One person that.
Well,
who knows, actually.
Hopefully
you're
he
right.
should get a fat check, but.
This is great stand-up material for him, though, in the future.
Oh, this guy is set for life, but there's another meme. Someone goes, Krispy Kreme is giving out free donuts to anybody who's getting vaccinated. Not to be outdone, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is giving out free shrimp tails.
Shit. Oh, my God. Why were there shrimp around the factory? Who's eating shrimp?
I know.
You know that the one guy that ate shrimp for lunch last week is feeling some type of way right now. And he's keeping his mouth closed.
I know. Someone just trying to innocently enjoy a meal. Oh, yeah. He needs to fucking get this weight off his shoulders.
He's probably like, you know what? I'm feeling crazy. I might Postmate some Red Lobster on my lunch
and not think anything of it. Nothing will happen. Meanwhile, one of the biggest scandals of the year is going on from this.
Whoa. That is nuts, dude. I am so intrigued, and I'm going to be following along. And if you have any more updates, please tweet them at me, because I might miss some.
No, but I have more memes. Someone else goes, hey, I hate asking for help on here, but I'm asking you to be on the lookout for several shrimp tails that I seem to have misplaced. And he goes, I haven't been many places recently, just the car wash, the post office, a cereal factory tour, an ATM visit in a friend's backyard. Please help. Like, everyone, just the random people on Twitter chiming in has been, like, the best part of this all. And then,
I cannot wait to just go deeper and see, like, everyone's input on this.
Bro, you have to take the time to just search Cinnamon Toast Crunch shrimp and just look at the memes. Now people are making actually, like, baking Cinnamon Toast Crunch shrimp, and it's becoming, like, a food trend right now. And he keeps quoting it being like, damn, that actually looks good. Like, people are gonna do Halloween costumes of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and shrimp.
No way. It's like that
of course.
Huge. Well, yeah, no, I can see it with my own eyes that it's blowing up. Oh my God. Wow. Fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Get your shit together. We were rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you.
How dare you?
Before we finish the rest of this episode, we would like to thank our last sponsor, which is Jenny Kane. There's no place like home, especially when Jenny Kane is involved. From the sofa you settle into after a long day to the scent that reminds you of home, Jenny Kane turns everyday moments into something special. They have all the home essentials that you could ever want, big and small, that can make staying home feel more special. Jenny Kane has something for every room, whether it's foundational pieces anchoring your space or the cozy and considered accents.
I personally have been loving the cedar glass candle from Jenny Kane. I love a good cedar smell in my home, and it just lifts me up, puts me in a great mood, and I just love that candle.
Aside from the candles, they also have timeless furniture, from the cedar stump and leather safari chair to the harbor sofa and Pacific bed. They're all made with exceptional quality, integrity, and timeless designs in mind, and you will love coming home to all of these pieces and scents. They're grounded in natural textures and inviting neutrals. Jenny Kane has really just created a California-inspired classic for any room and mood. Whether you're restyling your tabletop, refreshing your bedroom, or embarking on a full remodel, home always starts with Jenny Kane. You guys can find your forever pieces at jennykane.com and get 15% off your first order when you use code CHEERSBROTHER at checkout. And for a limited time, that includes furniture too. That's 15% off your first order, JennyKane.com, promo code CHEERSBROTHER. Jenny Kane, we love you.
Thanks for watching, guys. We hope that you enjoyed it. We know that this is different, but I had fun. I feel more relaxed since there's not people watching us.
I know. I hope this worked out. I mean, we obviously didn't know what the hell we were doing.
But you know what? It's our job. So
yeah,
we're just trying to get used to everything. And we appreciate you guys for watching and listening. You can check us out on Instagram at Cheers Brother Podcast. And listen to us every single Friday on all streaming platforms, mm-hmm. and then video versions on Sunday, baby. So
you won't
want to miss the video version because it's a fucking nightmare.
I know. Oh, this is going to be a nightmare. But yeah.
Let's not be negative. This is a daydream.
This is heaven on earth.
It's a daydream.
This is the best thing ever. But yeah, I hope
this
you guys appreciated us doing
life.
This episode instead of the one that we were going to put out. And if I look stressed or anything in this video, I 100% can tell you that I am, because I needed to leave this room so long ago. And I'm just like, no, I got to do my podcast. So fuck my life. But
you're working.
I know. But I also need to give my brother his room back. So sorry if I look stressed as fuck. I was.
You handled your shit.
Thank you so much. I tried my best. But
that was funny and fun and fun and fun.
I'll see you guys next week for more funny, fun, fun.
Funny, fun, fun in the.
Woo! All right. See you later.
Wait. Don't click out yet. We're not done with you. We just wanted to remind you to download the app Stereo so you can watch us for the after parties on Friday. You can find me at stereo.com/Sarah Vasca, and you can find Caitlin at
stereo.com/Caitlin Ray with two E's.
And then you can find both of us at stereo.com/Cheers Brother. Let's party!
Come on down, y'all. We'll see you on Stereo.